Hello, my name is Jesus Aguilera, and I'm your Adobe Youth Voices podcast host for this episode of Youth Matters. Today, I'm interviewing designer Alejandro Zavala, artist Alonso Camino, and designer, graphic artist, gamer student, and athlete Jimbo Bustamante.
Hello, Jesus. We are very excited to be here today.
We are planning on telling you about our experiences in my Multimedia 1 class.
We were all very excited when you called us in to interview us. We are going to be very happy to answer any questions you have.
Nice to meet you guys. I have a couple of questions for you guys. I hope you guys are ready for this. First one goes to Alejandra. Describe what you learned in Multimedia 1 this year.
Well, I learned many things, including how to design different projects on different programs like Photoshop, Illustrator, and After Effects. I learned many tricks to being creative, for example, to make your design simple but original.
Good. Sounds like you had fun learning all those things. Now I have a question for Alonso. What have you created in your Multimedia 1 class?
I have created unique designs like some shirts for a very well-known company. I have made logos for some smaller companies and have created a video to spread awareness about saving energy.
It looks like you guys have been very involved in your Multimedia 1 class. I am sure your projects have made many people change their perspectives on some topics.
I really hope it has, because that is what we have been trying to do all year, to make creative designs to influence people.
Well, how did you guys create these wonderful designs?
Well, I used my creativity and amazing skills and talents using Photoshop and Illustrator to create my extravagant designs. First, I had to do a quick sketch to get an idea of what I was going to do on the computer. Then, I would give myself 10 minutes to review my sketch to try and improve my sketch in any way possible. Last of all, I would do my design on the computer.
It seems like you put lots of time and effort into your designs. It is very interesting to see someone who gets really into the design they are doing.
Thank you. I would take that as a compliment.
You're welcome. I have been wondering something. How do you use a layer mask to cut out the Seagram building?
It's simpler than it actually sounds. I created a new document and opened the picture into it. I used US paper where it says preset. I went into Photoshop and outlined it with the pen tool. After that, I right-clicked and selected Make a Selection. Then I went onto the Layers window to click on Layer Mask. Finally, I refined the mask and saved the document.
It does seem easy. Thank you for teaching me how to do this and for telling me about your experiences in your Multimedia 1 class. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to Youth Matters, a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices.